background, seven lines from the bottom.
Davine Ashkechei Lemar Baravashi, the Kozori Kevyoinis, the Koochel Kafrisin. Mar Baravashi threw away the Vyoinis. The Vyoinis is the Peiri from the Tzlaf, which according to everyone, that's considered a Peiri. The Kafrisim are a klipe around the Peiri, and that we hear a machloikis, Rabbi Hilchis Maisa, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Kive. If one is mafrish Maisa from the Kafrisim, Rabbi Elezer holds the Kafrisim is also considered a Peiri, and Rabbi Kive holds a misasa el of Yoinis Bilvat. So, Rav Ashi, Poshet was a tzir in Chutz Loretz, so he threw away the Avyoinis by Sofik, it was Olo, so he threw away the Avyoinis, the Koochel Kafrisim, and the Kafrisim he ate. That means the Kafrisim is a Sofik, is it a Peiri, is it not a Peiri? If it's a Peiri, it's Chayiv Ba'olo. If it's not a Peiri, it's not Chayiv Ba'olo. So it's a Sofik. So Sofik Olo B'chutz Loretz is Mutter, so therefore the Kafrisin he ate, and the Vyainis he did not eat. Omalei, so Ravine est ma baravashi, mai daitoch. Why did you come to this hachro that you're eating the Kafrisin? It's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Elazar. No, so the teretz is ki Rabbi Kiva the meikel, because Rabbi Kiva is meikel, and we'll see that the klal is kol a meikel ba'oretz halacha k'moisei b'chutz loretz. All as chutz loretz. If there's a suffix, if it's all or not, so in chutz loretz we are meikel. Rashi learns it because all chutz loretz is at the rabbonim. Al koponim, so that's why you eat the kafrisim, because it's a suffix if the kafrisim are all or not. So therefore you ate the kafrisim. So he says, listen, if that's the cheshbin, v'le'evid mar kibei shamai, so you could do a bigger cooler. There's a suffix if the avyoinis alone are a peiri, if the chayiv ba'ola. The mikili tvei bei shamai is a bigger meikel than Rabbi Kiva. Where do we see this? This nan, we learned in the Mishnah, Tzlaf, Beishamai Oimrim Kloyim Bekerem. Beishamai said that if you'll plant a Tzlaf in a Kerem, it'll become Klaya Kerem. Now, in order to become Klaya Kerem, an Elon together with a Kerem will not make Klaya Kerem. Only a Yerek with a Kerem can make Klaya Kerem. So, if we see Beishamai holds that Tzlaf, Beishamai Oimrim Kloim Bekerem, so Beishamai holds that this Tzlaf is a Yerek, it is not an Elon. The Rabbeinu Yoine explains what the Tzdodei Ashaila was. The Rabbeinu Yoine Daf Chofei Amet Beis, he says as follows, Mipnei shehu koten, Dibur Maschal Omer Rav Yehuda, Mipnei shehu koten, since this Tzlaf is a small bush, Hoyu misupokim beishamai, im nidin oisai kemo yerek, if it's a yerek, Vohoyu oimrim de misofik dainine lai ki yerek, vavik loim bekeren, ulinyin ole dainine lai ki ilon, v'noyegim boi olo. That was the suffix of Beishamai. Beisilal Oimrim, the Vada Ilonu, it's Sichera Ilon, even though it's very short. Shash Roshim Nish Aru Boy Bechol Shono, the trunk remains, the Godel Boy Haperi Lushona Cheres, Beininoig Boy Eladin Ola Bilvat. Al Koponim, so this was the suffix that Beishamai had. Beishamai Oimrim Kloim Bekerem, it's a Yerek. U Beisilal Oimrim Ein Kloim Bekerem. It is not a Yerek, it's an Elon. So therefore, it's not Klaya Kerem. Eilu ve'eilu moidim, but Sai Beishamai and Sai Beisila moidim, Shechayiv ba'ola. That the Peiri that grows on this Tzlaf, which this is the Avyoinis, that's Chayiv ba'ola. So the Gemara says, Hagufa Kashe. It doesn't stim. Amritzlav, you just said it before, Beishamay Oimrim Kloim Bekerem, that it is Kloim Bekerem. Alme min Yeriku. So you see that Beishamay holds it as a Yerik. Vahodr Toni Eilu Veilu Moidim Shechayiv Ba'olod. Not afterwards, you said that it's Chayiv Ba'olod. Beishamay is also Moidim that it's Chayiv Ba'olod. Alme min Ilonu. So it seems it's an Ilon. If it's Ola, Ola's only by Ilonis, not by Yerokes. So the Gemara says, Holoi Kasha, that's no Kasha. Beishamai Svuki Misafkilu. Beishamai had a Sofik, they alone were unclear what it was. Was it, is it a Yerek since it's very short, or maybe it's an Ilon? Va'ovdi Hochilachumre, Vahochilachumre. So therefore, Lagabi any Shaila that arose, they were Machma. Lagabi klaya kerem, it's a sofik yerek. Lagabi ola, it's a sofik ilam. Aba mikol makim, aba, let's get that. Aba libei shamai, havalei sofik ola. According to Bei Shamai, the avyoines that grow on a tzlaf is sofik ola. Usnan, we learned in the Mishneh, sofik ola, the halach is as follows. Be'eretz Yisrael, osa, ubesuria, muter, ubechutzalorets, yoyreid v'loikeyach, ubevatshelo yirenu loikeit. So let us see the Rashi's and we'll see what pshat in this Mishnah is. Kloyim bekerem, Beishamai holds that Slav is kloyim bekerem, Kosova he holds min yeriko, it is a yerek. Mikomokin le Beishamai, havelei sofik ola. It's sofik ola. Hai mikomokin maskone de pirche de Ravino. Now the Gemara firzois, the kashe de Ravino est ma barabashi. Ulameimer, he's asking, sha'af apri atzmai mutter bechutzalorets. Since Beishamai holds that maybe it's a yerek, so it's a sofik ola. So therefore, in Chutz Loretz, the pri alone should be mutum. The ba'oretz sofiku. Because in Eretz Yisrael, it is a sofik. Usnan, we learn sofik, Allah, is be'eretz Yisrael also. It's a sofik deraisa. U'besuria aram tzoive shekovash David v'yisif al gvul Eretz Yisrael. Sofik Allah is mutum. U'bechutz Loretz. Halekeach min hachoshud al ha'olam. In Chutzalorz, if a person purchases fruit from the moicher is choshud al ha'olam. Number one. So the moicher, we cannot trust whatsoever. Number two. V'yoideyahu sheyesh bepardesoi zekenois unetiyes. He knows that this moicher, in his pardes is two sets of trees. He has trees which are Ola, and he has trees which are not Ola. Yoyreid v'leikeach heimenu, so I'm permitted in chutzala oretz to go into his pardes, and he's going to bring me fruit. There's no suffix where the fruit is coming from. The fruit is coming from his pardes, and I know in his pardes there is Ola ilanes, and there are ones which are not Ola. I think the chiddush over here is that this is a suffix, the ikva isura. Just let's appreciate the suffix for 1 minute. The Rambam Shita is suffix the araisa lekula. If a person has a suffix, if this is asaf, this is mutar, so the halach is suffix the araisa lekula. So the Shmaitzer brings down a kasha on the Rambam. The halacha is, if a person eats something that sofik chaylev, sofik shumen, he has two pieces of fat in front of him. One is chaylev, that's awesome in a teira, one is shumen, that's mutter legamri. And he ate one of these two pieces and he does not know, did he eat chaylev or did he eat shumen? He brings an osham toli. So the Rishonim ask on the Rambam, why should he bring a korban? If sofik the yeraisa lekule, so he asks the Rav, am I allowed to take a chance? It's playing Russian roulette. Am I allowed to take a chance? And the Rav says, yeah. What's the Shaila? Sofik deraisa lekula. So I'm allowed to eat one piece. So I'll eat one piece afterwards. The Rav tells me, no, you have to bring an Oshem Toli. How can there be such a thing? That's Kasha they ask on the Rambam. So the Shmaitzer brings down, I think the Pri Chodosh says, that what the Rambam says, Sovik D'Yeraisa L'Kula, if you have one piece of fat, you don't know what this fat is. Is it Shuman or Chalep? Then he says, Sovik D'Yeraisa L'Kula. But if I have two pieces of meat, and it's Ikva Yisura, that means I know in front of me this Chalep. There's no Shaila about it. I just don't know which one. A suffix of ikva isura, that means in front of me, there's kavua isur, and I might make the wrong move. It's not a suffix, maybe there's isur. There's zicha isur here. Am I pegay in the isur? Am I not pegay in the isur? So there the Rambam holds suffix the eraisa lechumra. That's what the Pesach Chodesh says to fa'em for the Rambam. So I think this is the chiddush according to Rashi also. The Mishnah says, Sofik all Beretz Yisrael also, period. All Sveikis. Ubesurye, Sofik all, that means if I have a fruit in front of me, and I have Stodia Sofik, is this fruit Allah? Is it not Allah? That's also, in Surye it's Mutter. Such a Sofik is Mutter. Ubechutzalorets, even a Sofik of Ikva Yisur is Mutter. That means I'm going into the Pardis, and I know klor that the fruit that he's giving me is coming from this pardes, and in this pardes I have two trees. One tree is an olah tree, and one tree is not an olah tree. In this person, I can't trust whatsoever. So what he's giving me is garnish. So it's a game of Russian roulette. That means it's either from this tree or from this tree, which is a sofik of ikva yisure. Aval pikein in chutzalorets, afilo a sofik of ikva yisure is also mutter. That is the chiddush of ubechutzlot yairit. He goes into the pardes v'loikeyach ubelvatsha yilerenu loiket. But he has to turn around when Yen is going to take from the tree, because if he sees them taking from the tree, that's he'll see it's there's a young tree and an old tree. Then it's no more suffic. Ubelvatsha lo yirenu hachavok shuloiket min anetiyus. He shouldn't see him taking from the young trees, because then it's no suffic anymore. Al kolponim. We have a klal that by chutzalorets, if there's a suffix, if this is all of, this is not all of, the halacha is, in chutzalorets suffix, all is mutter. So the Gemara asks Akashim, since Beis Shammai has a suffix, if the avyoinis from the tzlaf is also ba'ol or not, Beis Shammai has a suffix, maybe this is a yerek, so memele, so avyoinis is suffix all, according to Beis Shammai. So why didn't Marba Ravashi eat the Avyoinis also? It's Sofik Ola, just like he ate the Kafrisim, which is the klipa of the Avyoinis. He ate it, he didn't know how the loch is, Ratzabachlekes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Leza. But he said that Sofik Ola b'chutz lorz is mutter. So if that's the matir, so he should have eaten the Avyoinis also, because it's weiter Sofik Ola b'chutz lorz. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not so posh. Of dinin kevosei. The first suffix, if the kafrisim are a peri, if the kafrisim, which that's the klipa of the avyoinis, if that's a peri, if that's not a peri, so it's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Lezer, no, of dinin kevosei. We can do in chutz lorets, we can rely on Rabbi Kiva. Maybe Rabbi Kiva is right. Ubei Shammai b'mokim beis hillel einei mishneh. But Beis Shammai b'mokim beis hillel einei mishneh, it's not a sofik in ganzen. Rashi says einei mishneh v'ein zeh sofik elo vaday. I saw a moiridike ha'ore from Rav Moshe zecheinu levroche. Rav Moshe asks as follows. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Rabbi Kiva, when he's choylik al rabbi, Rabbi Elezer, the loch is ke Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elezer, the loch is ke Rabbi Elezer. So we paskin like Rabbi Elezer. So now, if we have a sofik, are the kafrisim a peri, or are the kafrisim not a peri? So the halacha is Rabbi Kiva keneged Rabbi Elezer, the halacha is Rabbi Elezer. So we paskin like Rabbi Elezer. Aval pikein, the Gemara says, aber in chutz loretz, sofik all is mutter. So we also have to understand this. What's a sofik all is mutter? It's not sofik. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elezer, Rochak, Rabbi Elezer. So number one, we have to understand what is Pshad, why is it considered Sofik Ola? We pass him like Rabbi Elezer. And number two, If we say even we paskin like Rabbi Elezer, it's still considered Safik Allah, so we paskin like Beis Hillel also be considered Safik Allah. What is the difference between Rabbi Kiva b'makim Rabbi Elezer and Beis Shammai b'makim Beis Hillel? So Rabbi Moshe says, Amoyre de Kechidish, he vibes by Tzorachian, if it's Lefiemis, if it's true, about Kaponim, let me tell you over the Kiddush. So he says like this, when there's a machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elezer, and we paskin like Rabbi Elezer. So what does that mean? Does that mean Bashamayim, Rabbi Kiva svaris not oiskehalten? Fakert, could be Bashamayim, they hold like Rabbi Kiva. No, like Bashamayim, in Dinei Anhoge, how we have to feel sich, so we have klolim of psak, yochid v'rab malochi kerabim, Rabbi Elezer v'rabbi Kiva lochi kerabbi Elezer. We have klolim how to be noyig. And that's what we have to do. But that is not machria that Rabbi Kiva svar is wrong. Could be in himal halt me v'rabbi Kiva. No, mefil sich nish no v'rabbi Kiva. Loi b'ashamayimi. Oh, but could be Rabbi Kiva is right. So memele, if could be Rabbi Kiva is right, when it comes to Sofik Olo, so when I'm in Chutz Loretz, I say, listen here, who says Kafrisim is a Peri? Maybe Rabbi Kiva is right. There's such a Yid, Rabbi Kiva said Kafrisim is not a Peri. There is such a Svar. So this is considered a Sofik Olo. Even though in the Eretz Yisrael could be we Paskin like Rabbi Elezer, but in Chutz Loretz, since there is such a Svaris, there's such a Das Teure, that Kafrisim is not a peiri, so in Chutz Loretz I can use this svara to make it Sofik Olah. Ma she'en kein, Beis Shammai, b'mokim, Beis Hillel, od m'shen in himmel gizok, that ain't a mishnah. We had a baskel, like this, calls man, we don't know what's tutzach in himmel, so me'mele, so we can make it a Sofik in Chutz Loretz. So we say it's called Sofik Olah. But legabe Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel, we heard already was mahal shem from Beis Shammai in the himmel. There was a baskel. So memele, so therefore we know klal that even in himmel haltman ish v'Beis Shammai. I wanted to be moisef, that's that ain't a mishnah. Not only we don't paskelate Beis Shammai, it doesn't have a din teira also. There were machriya, ain't a mishnah, it doesn't even have a din, that means it's not such a sofik also. Rashi says vadai, ain't ze sofik ela vadai. So memele, so there's not even a sofik, so we can't make it a philosophic ola. No, it's very mechudishtik. The Taisus Chadoshim in the beginning of Masechta Sovis brings down that when Mashiach will come, will paskin like Beis Shammai. So it's very modern to say that it's not even a svoris ha-toire. That's very mechudishtik. But you see, he seems to say it's a an andere welt. Af unze welt Beis Shammai dahot nish kein mokim al kaponim. He says that there'll be a different oilam, and yen oilam at Beis Shammai amokim. So it could be in our welt is Beis Shammai ene mishnah. Al koponim, so that's why even though Ma'abar Ravashi ate the kafrisin, because Sofik Ola is mutter, afal pikein, the evyainis, he would not eat, even though Beis Shammai are misupik, that it's, that maybe the evyainis are also not Ola. Period. V'teipiklei. Now the Gemara asks a new kasha. Good. There's a machloikis, Beis Shammai, there's a machloikis, Rabbi Elezer, and Rabbi Kiva, if the kafrisim have a shein peiri. So you say, since it's a sofik, so we say it does not have a shein peiri. Like the Gemara, good. Afilu noniach, it's not a peiri. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva says there's no chiyuv ma'aser am kafrisin because it's not a peiri. But by all of this, another halacha, the teipelei dinase shoimel peiri, the vyoinis are the peiri. And the kafrisin, which is a klipe around the avyoinis, is a shoimel peiri. Verachmon omar, and the Torah says, va'araltem orlosoi es piryoi. So there's a S, ha-tofel epiryoi, that the tofel epiryoi is also Allah. Umayniu, what is the tofel epiryei shoymer lepeiri? That the shoymer is also also. So now I have a moira, the kekasha ma'aba Ravashi. How could you use Rabbi Kiva to help you? Rabbi Kiva only said that kafrisim is not a peiri, and there's no chiv afroshes meisres on kafrisim. So you derive from that. So if it's not a peiri, there's no isel ol on kafrisim. That's not true. By ol or even the shoymer lepeiri is also also. Omar Rove, so Rove said, oh, you're asking a kasha about shoymer. Shoymer, in order to be considered a shoymer, there are certain klolim. Heichi amrinen de nase shoymer lepeiri, heichi de ise bein betolosh bein bemechuba. A shoymer is only considered a shoymer if he's there all the time. If he takes a break, that's not called a shoymer already. So memele, so a shoymer lepeiri is only considered a shoymer if, let's say, you have a shell, you have a klipa, the klipa remains on the peiri after the peiri is cut off. The klipa remains. That's called a shoymer. Hoche, but the kafrisin b'mechuberise calls man the avyainis are mechuber. The kafrisin are attached to it. V'tolosh, but once you cut off the peiri, so the klipa eventually falls off. Betolish lesser. When you get the avyainis, there's no kafrisin on it. It falls off. So that's not considered a shayna. Eisve Abaye, Abaye is the kasha. That's not so poshut. This klal and shomer is not ois kahalten. We learned pitma shel rimoin, the pitma of a rimoin, of a pomegranate, the chelik that looks like a type of a flower, a perach. Mitzarefes, so you need a sheer beye to be mekabel tumim. So if the rimoin together with the pitma is a shir beye, it's mekabel tumen. V'haneitz shaloi, the neitz is a klipe around the rimoin. In this neitz has the same arichas yomim like the kafrisin of avyoinis. That means it's a klipe that b'mechuber, it remains there, and betolosh it falls off. Now, it says v'haneitz shaloi ein mitzdare. Midekamar haneit shaloi ein mitzarev. So we see alma delav oichelo. That we see klal that the neitz is not mitzurev to tumas oichlim. So the neitz isn't an oichel. Period. It's not an oichel. Tanya gabiola. We learned gabiola klipe rimoin. The klipes of a rimoin vahaneit shaloi and the neitz, which is a klipa over the klipa. Klipe agoizim v'hagarinim chayovim ba'ola. They're chayiv ba'ola. Now, so what does it say? It says in this baraisa that the neitz which surrounds the klipa of the rimoin, and the neitz is equivalent to kafrisin. Just like kafrisin are only attached to the avyoinis when it's mechuba le'ilam, the neitz is only attached to the rimoin when it's mechubali. When it becomes tolush, the neitz falls off. So the neitz falls off, number one. Number two, the neitz does not have a shame oichel because it's not mitzaref l'tumas oichel. So when it says over here that the neitz is chayiv ba'ola, so the whole reason the neitz is chayiv ba'ola is not al tzpri, it's not a peiri, it's not an oichel, it's only chayiv ba'ola al tshomer. The shomer is not there all the time. So you see, even though it's only there, b'shas the peiris mechuba le'ilon, it's also considered a shomer. So memeila rova yoter etz toignish. That's a bayis kasha. V'neit shaloi, klipi agoizim v'agirinim chayovim ba'olo. So you see that you're wrong. Ela amar rova. So rova said, no, nah mazugna bislandish the teret. The same mahalach, no, you have to make a different dreidel. Hey, chiyomrin, in the nasalu shoymer lepeiri. When is it considered a shoymer? Hey, chede isi bishaz gemar peiri. Al kaponim, we can even fall off later. But al kaponim, when the peiri became nigmar, the shoymer was still on it. That's considered a shoymer. Hai kafres lesa bishas gmar peiri. This kafres, when the vyoinis become a gmar peiri, the kafres already has fallen off, so it is never a shomer when the vyoinis is considered a gmar peiri. So since it's not a shomer when the vyoinis become a gmar peiri, therefore that doesn't fall into the category of es piriyai, es hatofel piriyai, that means when it's a gmar peiri and it's a shomer, that's also. But since this falls off before it becomes a gmar peiri, so therefore it is not a shomer. So the Gemara says that's also not true. Eini, for Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Baravuim, Hani Maschli, the Olo, Maschli, what is Maschli? So Rashi says, Betamri, this is also a type of a klipe, Kekafres Betzlaf, these Maschli are a type of a klipe which also falls off, but this grows around Tmorim. But this is similar to Kafrisen Betzlaf. Hani maschli di olo asiri. Rav Nachman said these maschli are also hoyel v'nasu shaymel peiri. It's also because it's a shaymel leperi. So the Gemara says v'shaymel leperi emes hava. How long does these maschli stay around the tmorim bekufra when they're still small before they get ripe? V'aval pikein v'kokori le shaymel leperi. The maschli are considered a shomer leperi, even though they are not a shomer by the gmar peiri. So memele, you see, Rava, your teretz is also wrong. This teretz is also wrong, because maschli are osir, even though it is not a shomer by gmar peiri. So we're back to the kasha. So let kafrisen be osir al shomer, even though it's not around by the gmar peiri. So the Gemara says no. What I said is a good yesod. It has to be a shomer by the gmar peiri. I, Rav Nachman, says that maschli is a shomer even though it falls off when it's kufro and it's still small. Rav Nachman sova lo k'Rabbi Yosi. Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Yosi that a small peiri is also considered a gmar peiri. Tisnan, Rabbi Yosi oimer, Rabbi Yosi says smodar also. Rabbi Yosi says that smodar is also mishum olo mipnei shehu peiri. Now let us see what Rashi says. Smodar also anovim kiven shenofal haperach, the minute the blossom falls off, v'chol gargir nire la'atzmoi, and we see a minute peiri kori smodar. So this is zichem before the gemar peiri. V'koma Rabbi Yosi, kivin shebo lechlau smodar, kori peiri, v'osor mishum olo. So memele, Rabbi Yosi holds that even in the minutest form, it has a shem peiri. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, this maschli, according to Rabbi Yosi, the maschli is called a shomer, because even it's only a shomer when the tmorim are kufre, which is also a minute form. No, according to Rabbi Yosi, the minute you see, the minute the pre emerges, it's called a peiri already. Upligi rabbonon olei, but the rabbonon disagree with Rabbi Yosi. The rabbonon hold it is only called a peiri by when it's this basho, when it gets ripe. So we paskin according to the Rabbonon. So according to the Rabbonon, maschli will not be chayiv mishumolo because it's not a shomer b'gmar peiri. Kafrisim is not chayiv al tzolo because it's not a shomer b'gmar peiri. Let us see the other Rashi's and then we'll go further in the Gemara. Rashi betolush lese soifoi shenoifel heimenu. That was the first teretz of Rove. The soif is that the kafrisim fall off. Kshemagil is bashel. Before it gets ripe, it falls off. Pitma shalrima in haperach sheberoishoi kein sheyesh letapuchim ulespargalin mitztarefes lechabeya letumas oichlam. Vahaneit sheloi neitz berimoin ki kafres bevyoin. This is a type of a klipe. Ein mitztaref. Avol gav de kaimlon boil varoitev shoimrim mitztarfim letume kale, dainu tumes oichlim. So why isn't it mitzaref? Hanemila klipas egoiz varimen. Aval hanech shayme al gabi shayme. It's a double shayme. Vein mitzaref, vachem rinem ba'oil ba'roit. That's al gabi the shayla of tziref l'gabi tumas oichlem. Chayovim ba'ola masrali v'rachmona rabinu me'es pirya etofo le'pirya. Notice by nates. For her nates, less is shayimel betolush. Shemishyabish, because when it dries up, no, you form me ala klipe. Vafal piken, you see that the nates is also out shayim, even though it falls off. So the Gemara said, kafal zas the Gemara perish, kimi yisamach lebishulo, you know, you form me menu. And the other Rashis we had learned already. Sovar lo kabiyesh, the kufar have a peri, afal bishulay nigma, lafika shayim, shalay choshev shayim. It's more that we learned. Polig Rabbonin olay v'halochik kerabim, and we paskin like the Rabbonin hilkach evyoynes ba'oid shakafrisin behem lav peiri ninu lemikri kafrisin shayim ula peiri. That evyoynes calls ma the kafrisin are there, that's not a peiri yet, and then the kafrisin fall off, so therefore the kafrisin are not considered a shayim ula peiri. But we're not finished with this teretz. This teretz is also not correct. So the Gemara says, Maskif lo Rav Shimi minardoi. What are you telling me? You're telling me there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbonon by Smoda. Rabbi Yossi holds Smoda is a peiri. The Rabbonon holds Smoda is not a peiri. So you're telling me that by all Ilonis we have the same machloikis. Rabbi Yossi holds all Ilonis in their minutest form, it is a peiri, and the Rabbanon hold, it's not a peiri. So that was your teretz. So maskiv lo Rav Shimi minardoi, you have a tremendous mistake. Ubishar Iloni mipligi Rabbanon alai, is there a machloikis between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi by other Ilonis? The whole machloikis is only by Smoda. Vosnan, we learned a Mishnah in Shviyas, which speaks about such a dip. Me'emosai ein koitzitzin eso ilonais b'shviyas. When are you not permitted to cut off the trees in Shviyas? Now, by Shviyas, the halacha is, it's la'ochlo v'loy lehefsid. One is permitted to eat the peiri Shviyas, but not to destroy them. So when is one not permitted to chop down a tree in Shviyas? Beishamai oimrim kol ha'ilonis misheyetziu. All ilonis, as soon as the minutest peiri comes out, so it's called, you have here la'ochlo, it's a machl already, that's what Beishamai holds, so you're not permitted to chop down the tree, la'ochlo v'loy lehefsid. Ubeishilul oimrim, they said no. Acharuvim, the bicharuv, by boxer, misheyishreshu. You see the grooves coming into the charuvim, then it has a shame peiri. Vagfanim misheyigru, kfanim has a shame peiri misheyigru. We'll see what that is soon. Vahazeisim misheyonitzu, v'shalko ilonis, but all other ilonis misheyetziu. All other ilonis, it has a shame peiri as soon as the peiri becomes visible. So there's a din, you're not allowed to cut down the tree, for Omar Ravasi, now let's first find out the translation of Mishayigru. For Omar Ravasi, hu boiser, hu garua. So now we know boiser is the same shear like garua. Hu pul halovon. And this is a white bean. So the Gemara says, pul halovon salkadaitach. We're speaking about a type of a grape. How did a grape become a bean? That means that Beis Hillel holds that the grape is only considered a fruit if it is the size of a white bean. Now let's see what the Mishnah says. Man shamitle da'omar boiser ein smodaloi. This Tana that says that agfonim yishayigru. In Yigru means boiser. In boiser means that still boiser, it's not a peiri. That means smodar is not a peiri. Boiser is a peiri. So who is the Tane that disagrees with Rabbi Yossi? Man shamed le'doma boiser ein smodar loy. Rabbonon. So Beis Hillel is the Rabbonon which disagree with Rabbi Yossi.
Ukatoni, and we hear Klal that Beisilu says, Shal kol Ilonis Mishayetziyu. And they say, but all other Ilonis, not speaking about Zaysim and Cheruvim and Gefanim, is Mishayetziyu. The minute the Peiri comes out, it is called a Peiri already. So Rava your Teretz Taigdechnet. What was your Teretz? That in order to have a Shem Shomer, it has to be on the Peiri, Bishas it gets a Shem Peiri. And you wanted to say Avyoinis, Bishas Avyoinis get a Shem Peiri, that's when they get ripe already, there's no Kafrisim already, the Kafrisim fall off. He says, but I have news for you. It gets a Shem Peiri Mishayetziyu. So it's already a Peiri, and if it's already a Peiri, and then the Kafrisim is still attached to it, so why isn't the Kafrisim Osar al Shoyme? We're back to the old Kasha. Ella Omar Rove. This is called persistence. Rove had a Teretz. He had to make a chilek between Kafrisim and other Shoymerim, and Abaye was, Mamash, whatever he said, they were slugging him up, but you don't give up. Ella Omar Rove. And he finally got the Teretz. Ella Omar Rove. Heicham rinen da v'shoymer l'peiri. Heiche dechi shaklus lei l'shoymer mayis peiri. A shoymer is called that the peiri is dependent on the shoymer. That means if you take away the shoymer, the peiri doesn't have any chiyas. Hoche ki shaklus lei, you'll take away the kafrisin, loy mayis peiri. Have uvde v'shaklu l'neitz d'rimoyne. They took off the neitz, which that is the klipa on the klipas of Rimoinen, the Yovesh Rimoinen, and the Rimen dried up. So you see that the Rimoin was dependent, Kozman, the Nates is Mechuba to the Rimoin is dependent on the Nates. So that's called Hashayma. Therefore we learned that there's an Issa, klipa Rimoin v'han Nates Shaloi, is Chayovim Ba'ola. That's called Esa Tofel Psorei. That's called a shaymer. Have v'shaklu lepircha debitis. But there was another case. They experimented. They took off the kafrisin from the avyoinis v'kayim betis, and the avyoinis did not die. So mamela, that's the teretz. So that's after this whole long sugya, we had asked b'kitzar akasha. How could Mabar Ravashi eat the kafrisim? They should be yosar al shomer. So now the teretz is kafrisim are not considered a shomer, since the chiyus of the avyainis does not depend on the kafrisim. That is the teretz of Rav. Let us see Rashi. Bishar ilonis chutz min ho'anovim. Ein koitzitzim b'shviyis, v'rachmona oma lo'ochlo v'loi lehefset. M'sheyeitziyu esaperi. M'sheyishrishu, m'sheyeyero behen kemin shar sharoi shal cheruvim indentations. M'sheyigru shanovim gasim ki garua, when the novim will be the size of a garua, l'kama meforish lo, what a garua is. M'sheyonitzu, m'sheyigodol haneit soviv, when the neitz grows around the zayis. Hu boiser hu garua. Kol mokim sheskiru boiser hu garua. It's the same thing. Pula loven salke daita choba novim kamin. We're speaking about grapes, not about beans. Man shamet leidoma gabe yanovim boiser hu dava peiri avol smod aloi rabonanu de pligilei de rabi yosim em sech de sola. The kamri in the rabonan hold bishari lonis the mishiyetziyu ava pri haroi. So you see it's called a peiri right away. Betise avyoinis. That is the sugya. Now let us see Taisis. Klipe egoizim vagarinim chayovim ba'olo. The peiri ninu, because they are a peiri. Mikan sheyesh levorech al agarinim. Now Taisis has a shayla, which is a merdike shayla in rishayinim. What bracha is made on the pits of a fruit? So Tosfos says, Mikan sheyesh levorich al agarinim shal gudgoniyos, of cherries, the garini afraskim, peaches, follow shel tapuchim and apples, v'chol mine garinim shel peres, boire pri ha'etz. Now, Taismus all of a sudden saw from our Gemara a chiddush. What does it say in our Gemara and what did Taismus say? Our Gemara says, we're speaking about Olo. It says, klipe rimoin, klipe agoizim, vahagarinim. Let's start at the end of the Bereise. Klipe agoizim vahagarinim. The klipis of agoizim and vahagarinim, so the klipis, the shells, and the garinim, and the garinim, the pits, are chayev ba'ola. Now, why is the klipis also? So what the Gemara says, the klipis are also out es hatofel, es piryoi, es hatofel apiryoi. The klipe that is a tofel to the peiri is also out ola. There's an iser, even though it's not a peiri, it's a tofel apiryoi, it's also. Now it says the garinim are also osar al tzola. That's all what it says here. The garinim is also osar. So lochayre the isra of the garinim is also al es hatofel lepiryoy. That it's that in hilchis olo the tofel lepiryoy is also. That's what it says here. Fine. So ibazoi. So what does Taisa say? So since it's chayiv ba'ola, so make a boyre priyates. That's a din in Ola. That the Tofel has Isurei Ola. But Lagabi the Broche, it's a Baispel. According, we'll just have the Gemara later. We didn't learn the Gemara yet. According to Rabbi Kiva, Kafrisin is not a Peiris. You don't make a Beire Priyates on Kafrisin. It's on Peiris. You make a Beire Priyates. The Garim is not a Peiri in Gansen. So via Taisus and Dect America, Taisus says, since the Garinim are also Altsola, you make a Beire Priyoetz. So the Mechaber of this Kash is the Rashbe. So the Rashbe asks on Taisus, he doesn't know what Taisus is saying, and he vehemently disagrees with Taisus. You don't make a Beire Priyoetz on Garinim. What you do make is a Machloikis Achoinim, what the Rashbe you do make, either a Beire Priyadom or a Shahakal, but Al Kolponim, you don't make a Beire Priyoetz. So we have to understand Taisvis. We have to understand Taisvis. So there are two mahalchim how to explain Taisvis. The Madana Yontif wants to explain Taisvis as follows. Let us look again in this Bereise. The Bereise says, Klipe agoizim vagarinim chayovim ba'olo. Now, Klipe agoizim, why are the klipim chayiv al tz'olo? As Atoful es atoful es piryay es atoful piryay. The shomer is also chayiv al tzola. A shomer has to have certain characteristics. Fakel, we see at the end of the sugi kafrisim is not a shomer. A shomer has to be a shomer. It's not stamazoy. A shomer, if you take it away, well, it has to be a shomer. The garinim, that's not a shomer. The garinim are a shomer on the peiri. In the Bereis it says, Garinim achayev ba'ola. Why are the Garinim chayev ba'ola? This Tan is telling us halachis. He says, the klipe agoizim achayev ba'ola, the Garinim achayev ba'ola. Why are the Garinim chayev ba'ola? It's not a esatofel epilya, it's not a shoima. The klipis is also al shoima. But Garinim is not a shoima. So if the Tan is said, that garinim are oser altzolo, so the Tan is telling us, garinim is mamish peiri. That's what the Tan is telling us. So therefore, Taisvis says, if garinim is chayovim ba'olo, the peiri ninu, that's what Taisvis says. Taisvis learned that baraisa. The baraisa says garinim achayiv ba'olo, why are they chayiv ba'olo? The peiri ninu, akocha de peiri, they're not a shomer. Mikan sheyesh levorech al agarinim shal godgonius garinim afraskim shal tvuch. Finish. It's a raya. This is a peiri. That's one mahalach how to learn in Taisvis. Yeah, but there's a big problem if you learn like this. All the achoinim ask a kasha. You have to look at the seif of this baraisa. The baraisa says v'kulam pturim berevai. The fourth year. It's not osar al tzrevai. So bishloime, if we're speaking about the klipis, So Mamela, so the din klipe is in Ola. And Ravid is not din klipe. But if Garinim is a peiri, so if it's a peiri, so Ravid also should be Yosa. This kasha, Nachlus David is, they all ask this kasha. The Slach ask this kasha, so it's a kasha. There's a Meredik Iluyeship shot in Toysvis that the Shleima Mishnase wants to say. The Shleima Mishnase said, Toysvis learned pshat in this Bereise as follows. You have to know where to put the comma, or if there is a comma. Klipe egoizim vahagarinim. The Mishnah says, the klipes of the egoizim, and the klipes of the garinim, chayovim ba'olo. The Bereise is speaking about klipes. The klipes of what? The klipes of egoizim. The klipes of the garinim. These klipes are chayev ba'olo. So Taisus says, if the klip of the garinim is chayev ba'ola, why is the klip of the garin chayev ba'ola? Because there's a right that the garin is a peiri. If the klip of the garin is chayev ba'ola, so the garin is a peiri. If the garin is a peiri, or a boise, then we have to make a boire priyates on the garin. So b'meil it's not shver the sefer. The sefer says, but it's not noyig baravai. Zicha, the klipas are not noyig baravai. The whole barais is speaking about the klipas. The klipas of goizim is noyig ba'ola. The klipas of garinim is noyig ba'ola. So the barais is speaking about klipas. That the klipas of this and the klipas of this are chay ba'ola. It's not noyig baravai. There's no din klipas baravai. But the garin alone we see is a peiri. That is how the Shleima Mishnose wants to say Pshat and Taisus. There's a Meiridike Machloikis HaPoiskim, a three-way Machloikis. The Taz, the Mogen Avrom, and Eliyahu Rabbe. Seems there was a machel, a popular machel, maybe a jam they made out of orange peels. The Taz says, it's not a peiri, it's a peel. So, it's like Kafrisim. Kafrisim is also a peel. So a peel, you make a beire priyadome. This peel doesn't fall off. So the din shaymer is only din in ola. But legabi peiri, it's not considered a peiri. So the Taz says in Lomdis, one should make a beire priyadome. That's what the Taz says. The Magen Avraham says one makes a beire priyates. And the Magen Avraham shtels su a sugye. The Magen Avraham says, an orange peel is taka shomer. An orange peel is a shomer. The kafrisim is not a shomer. It's to make a bayir priyadom on it. This is a shomer. So the Magen Avraham is very, very shver, chmein shomer. The shomer is in Hilchus Ola. We're speaking about in Hilchus bayir priyates. How did the Magen Avraham make such a mistake? So the Machzis HaShekel wants to say that the Magen Avraham learned pshat that S a tofel, that S piriyoi, the gilui is that if it's a tofel le peiri, hotes a din peiri. Not that it's not a peiri and it's osar als ola. The Torah was megale that the tofel le peiri is a din peiri, and that's why it's chayiv ba'ola. And that's why you make a boire priha eitz on garinim. He says, Taisus mentioned garinim, who had in klipis also, Taisus didn't want to be marach. But according to Taisus, klipis and garinim, you make a beire priyates als tofel. There's a very interesting lashon Rambam. The Rambam says the garinim are the shemrim mebefnim, which stems with this Magen Avraham. That means that the gilui is that the tofel has a shem peiri. That's the gilui. So there's a shem peiri. You should make a beire priyates also. That's the Magen Avraham. Besides kafrisim, kafrisim falls off, so it's not a shemer. But everything else, a shaymel a peri as a din peri. And the Liyar Rabbi says you should make a shahakal on it. It's not, you throw it away, it doesn't have any chshivis, and that's how the Mishnah Brura paskins l'aloche. If you have any concoction made out of orange peels, l'chatchila you should make a shahakal, b'dievet b'pata everything. Or if you make any other broche, b'dievet also, you don't have to make over new broche, because whatever you say, you have someone on your side, either Magen Avraham or the Taz. Or the Eliyahu Rabbe. And kaitzitzin ilonais b'shviyis. V'im toima, b'loi shviyis nami, teipigle di osa mishum loi sashchis es eitzo. Taisa says, why is he telling me a special din, that a tree
with fruit, you're not allowed to cut down in Shvi, you're not allowed to cut it down any year. That's like Sashchis as Eitzah. Yishloima, the loitoin kabe, that means the amount does not give out a kav of peiris, loishayich bei loisashchis, kedisa peik loyach, paschosa means destruction. If it's not worth its while, that's not called destruction. Inami airi de meula bedomim lasis lemena kairis, or the trunk is worth a lot of money, so it's worth more to cut down the tree and use it for its wood content than to let it remain and use it for the peiris which will give out. Does leishayich leisashchis. But if the Gabi Peiris Shvis is a new aloha, if there are Peiris, these Peiris are not permitted to be destroyed. Shi'urai kipul halovan upochas mikan loihavi peiri is not considered a peiri. Mikan yesh lilmoid tal boisa pochas mipu lemabachinan alei beire priye eitz ela beire priye ho adoma. And this is Shitas HaToisvis, that lagabi the shear of is lagabi grapes, the shear is kipul halovan. Lagabi all other fruits mishayetziyu, so it's considered a peiri legabi shviyas. It's considered a peiri legabi bichas beire priyoetz. Now let us see the parentheses, which the parentheses is really not from the Gemara. It originates from the Baal Halachas Gdolus. That's what the Mash. Yeah. Vehilchese. This is from the Baal Halachas Gdolus. Kemar Baravashi. We paskin like Mar Baravashi. The zorik eso avyoinis, that means by sofik chutz, by peiris chutz loretz, avyoinis and chutz loretz, you throw away the avyoinis because that's a peiri, that's all. V'ochel as a kafrisin, we pass in yet, and he eats the kafrisin because it's sofik, maybe the loch is like a bekive. Now the halachas gdeila says, midelagabei olo lav peirininu, since legabi ola, it is not considered a peiri, kafrisin, legabi brocha is nami lav peiri ninu, so legabi brocha is also not considered a peiri, leimevochinin olei boire pri ho eitz, elo boire pri ho adoma. So the Rabbeinu Yoina learns pshat in the halachas gedolus. That means as this. That means we heard before a beraise that said, kafrisin you make a boire pri eitz. And that Bereise went according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says Kafrisim is a peiri. Rabbi Kiva holds that it's not a peiri. So the Baal Halachas Gdolus said, just like Legabi Olo, the Chi of Olo is only on a Vadai peiri, on a Sofik peiri, there's no Chi of Olo in Chutz Loretz. So the same thing, you only make a Boire Pri Ha'eitz, you only make a boire pri ha'eitz on a vadai peiri, on a sofik peiri. You don't make a boire pri ha'eitz. You only make a boire pri ha'adomo. So that means mamanavshech eistis. If it's a pri ha'eitz, so b'di'evad ha'adomo can also pater ha'eitz. If it's not a pri ha'eitz, it's adomo. So I made a adomo. So that was the hachra of the Baal Halachas Gdolus. Let us see Taisvis. Loshin Halachas Gdolus ve'hilchese. Kemar baravashi, midelgabi olo laf perihu, is memele, so you make a boire pri adoma. Vahoya oimer haram, the ram did not like this hacho. Dlegabi olo laf perihu, hainu mishum, the chola mekel boritz, halochi kemaisi bechutzlots. Avel boritz, vadi have a peri, and mavorchin alo boire pri eitz. Veneret yisol it's a peri. Bebroches lake chilek bein boritz lechutzlots. So, Lacher, we have to understand the Svar of Taisus. What did Taisus say? Taisus says in Eretz Yisrael, it's a peiri. So, in Eretz Yisrael, you should make a boire pri eitz, and Chutz Lotz you should also make. I mean, why did Taisus jump to Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz Lotz it's not a peiri? I mean, why did Taisus pick on Eretz Yisrael? So, Rav Moshe Zechayin Lavroches says this vote which we said before. He said, Be'emesen Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva halachik Rabbi Lezer. That means, la halacha, we paskin like Rabbi Lezer.
Kafrisin in Eretz Yisrael is chayev b'maisel, not misofik, mitoiris vadai. We paskin like Rabbi Elezer, la halacha, we paskin like Rabbi Elezer, kafrisin is a peri, and it's chayev b'vadai b'maisel. The legabi all is chutzlos is a din, if there's a svore, that maybe it's not a peri, so legabi all is chutzlos, it's mutter ready. But svores are very good, legabi all is chutzlos. Abulagabi psak, legabi vahachro psak, we paskin like Rabbi Elezer. In Eretz Yisroel, we paskin savadei peri. There's no sovik by us, it's savadei peri. If it's savadei peri, make a beri priyait. So what's gate meron so on chutz loretz? You'll also make a beri priyait. So Taisvis dings sich with the Baal Halachas Veilis, and Taisvis held you make a beri priyait on Kafris. That is the end of this sugya. Now we're starting a new sugya. Palpally. Rav Sheishis Omar Shahakal. Now we are speaking about, we'll see, dried peppers, which are not too appetizing and tasty. Is Rav Sheishis Omar Shahakal. Rav Sheishis says you make a Shahakal. Rava Omar Loiklum. You don't make any bracha whatsoever. It's not a machel. It's not edible. You don't make any bracha. V'oz the Rava Letaimei, the Omar Rava, Rav said, "Kas palpali b'yoyme de kipuri potter. If a person will chew pepper in Yom Kippur, he's potter. It's not a machel. So memele, it's considered he's still fasting. Kas zangbile b'yoyme de kipuri potter. Ginger, he chewed in Yom Kippur, he's also potter. So memele, so Rav says it's not a machel, it's not an achile." So therefore, you don't make any bracha whatsoever. Meisvei, so the Moshe Akasha now and Rav. Hoya Rav Meir Oimer. Mimashme Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'araltem Olosoi Espiryoi. Eini Yodeye She'itz Machol Hu. If it says, the pri of Olo is also. So don't I know we're speaking about an Eitz Machol? Elema Talmud Loime Eitz Machol. Why does the Pasuk have to specify Eitz Machol? Lahovi to be malbe eitz shetam eitzoy upiryoy shove. To be malbe an eitz shetam eitzoy upiryoy shove. Ve'ezehu zeha palpalim. To tell me that a palpalim, the eitz machol, is coming to teach us that a palpalim tree, is chayiv ba'olo. Lelamdoch sha palpalim chayovin ba'olo. That's one yediyah. That's in Hilchis Ola. Ula lamdoch shein Yisrael chaseira klum. That everything grows in Eretz Yisrael. Shenema Eretz ashaloi bimiskein istoichu bo lechem. Loisech sa kilbo. Al koponim. We see that palpulim is called a machel. Eitz machel. We learn out from this, the two words eitz machel. We learn out that palpulim is called a machel. Nitzchayi bo ola. And here Rav says that it's not a machol, it's nothing, So the Gemara says, loikash, ha beritivte, ha biyabeshte. When it is still juicy, when it is still fresh, then it's a machol. Then it's chayiv ba'ole. Ha biyabeshte. But when it's oisketrukel, when it dried out, then it's not edible anymore. And then you don't make a broche, and then you're potter b'yom ha-kippurim. Let us see Rashi. Kos palpali, kol dovor she'odom oichel shaloi kedalkoi mikri ksise. It's not called achil, it's called ksise. Potter mikores. Period. So mamela, this is the first gemara. Now we'll see a second gemara. Omri le rabbonon le mereimel. Kos zangbile b'yoyme de kipure. We learned, this was Rav's memory of the stomach, that kos zangbile b'yoyme de kipurim potter, your potter. So we see zangbile, ginger is not a machel. Omar Rav, hai hemlese, da os yemi bei hundoi handui. That the hemlese, this is a type of a jam, that is made from ginger. The osami bei handui. That comes from India. Sharye. It's kosher. You're allowed to eat it. We'll see what the shayla is. ומבולכן עלי בוירי פרי אדומה. And you make a בוירי פרי אדומה on it. So we don't know clear what the shaila is, what the kasha is, but we'll go a little further. So the Gemara says, loy kasha, ho beritivte, ho biyeveshte. The same type of teretz that we had till now. That if it's juicy, it's fresh, so you make a bore pri adome on zangbile, ginger. If it's dried out, it's not a machel, you don't make a bore pri adome. Now let us see Rashi. Kos palpali, kol dovor sha'odom oichel, shalik, this is the shalik adakimik existed, we learned it, potomikos, hemlise, litvarev belaz, it's a type of a jam. Shorye, first it says it's shorye. Ein bo loy mishum bishul nochem, the loy mishum gil nochem. That means he's telling us two chidushim. When this jam came from India, there was no Rav HaMachshir that put his stempel on it, who went to India for the jam. So Mamele, so there was a shaila of the, there was a double shaila. There's one shaila of Bishalakum, and another shaila of Gil Nochim. The second shaila, let's first talk about the second shaila. The second shaila was that, this came from an Indian company on a Rav HaMachshir, so the kalim they used to make the hemlis, who knows what else they used. They could have used it for talfis also. And now it comes in the jar without a heksher, so you're allowed to eat it. Aye, so what's with the kalim? So there's a klal, stam kalim einam b'nei yoimam. He uses chazer with it. He uses the same kalim for chazer and nevelis. But stam kalim einam b'nei yoimam, mistam, I have to say the same day when he went through this batch of jam, he made chazer also. Stam kalim einam b'nei yoimam. So Mamela, yesterday he made chazer, today he made jam, so Mamela, so als the kashris, there's no shayla. What's with the shayla of Bishalakum? So Rashi in Yume says something very interesting. So Rashi in Yume, Bishalakum, the klal is that kol dovar shehnechel kemoishu chai, ein by mishum Bishalakum. Something that is edible when it's raw. So the bishul of the goy did not make it for a machel. It's a machel without the bishul of the goy. So there's no iser of bishulak. So Rashi says, so why is this hemlese mutter als bishulakum? Because it's nechel kamay shulchai. Because it's you can eat it when it's raw. You can eat it when it's raw. So Rashi and Yuma speaks out what the Gemara's kashes. Amor de kecherif. So the kashes as follows. We said hemlese is mutter. Why is hemlis a mutter? Alt bishalakum, because it could be eaten chai. It's nechel kamayishu chai. So you see that it's nechel, so you see that raw zangbile is a machel. If it's not a machel, and the bishal would make it edible, it'd be also alt bishalakum. So you see, raw, it's also edible. It's nechel kamayishu chai. Aye, Mereimer said, Rav said, Kozang Bila B'yemet Kippuri is potter. So forget, so it's not edible. The whole heter of Bishalakum is because it's Nechel Kamoishu Chai, and you're saying it's not edible. So what does the Gemara answer? No kasha. Habe retifte, habe yabeshte. The fresh Zang Bila is Nechel Kamoishu Chai. The dried out Zang Bila, that's not edible. That's according to Rashi. Zok de Mogen Avrom, so it comes out like this. When you have this hemlese that comes from India, you have to do one investigation. You have to find, was this made from fresh zangbile, or was it made from dried out zangbile? If it was made from fresh zangbile, so then there's no shaila bishalakim. I don't need your bishal, it's nechel kamay shulchai. But if it's made from dried out zangbile, oivei, so it's treif, it's a bishalakum. Now it's a nechel kamayishul chai. The bishal made it for a machel. And ein achanami, azoikum tois according to Rashi. According to Shitas Rashi, and Rashi Kamat says like this in Yume. So this hemlese that is mutter is only mutter if it's nechel, if it comes from fresh zangbila. That was Shitas Rashi, and that's the Shitas Habacha, the Bachlin in this Gemara. The Magen Avraham himself wants to say, he says he has a raya from Tosfos, he wants to say from other Rishonim, when they said there's a heter of Bishul Akum, they didn't mention this tonight, that it's only mutter if it was made from fresh zangbila. It seems they were matter all zangbila. All jam that is made from zangbila, even though it was dried out zangbila. So there's two shaila. So one shaila is, why isn't there an isser of bishul akum? And another shaila is, so what's the kasha of the Gemara? Let's go dika the second kasha, the second shaila. There's a meiridike Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, if a person has a fruit, a fruit grew on a tree, it's a very young fruit. We had before, Taisu says, Mishayetziyu, as soon as it grows, one can make a bayer priyetz on it. But what if it has a very young fruit that grows on a tree and is very bitter or very sour? It's unedible. So you don't make any broch on it. You go and cook it with sugar. So the Magen Avraham says you make a shahakal on it. Make a shahakal. Mishneh Berurah explains, why do you make a shahakal on this? A shahakal, why? So he says, because since it never was a food, when it was on the tree, it was equivalent to a eitz. It was unedible. Never became a food. So now you took this eitz and you made it into a food. So you make a shahakal. This is not called a pri. So now, that's for sure that this hemlase now is edible. It's edible now. Whatever they did a good job there. They made a jam and they added alugut zachem dalton and it tastes good. You make a bayri priyadom. So if before, Rava said zangbil is not a machel. Rava said zangbil is not a machel. It's you don't make any broch on it. So if zangbil is not a machel, so if they made it edible now through the bishul, you should make a shahakel. Why do you make a boire pri adom on zangbil? So weistachois that it was a machel. If it would have never been a machel, it never would make a boire pri adom. So that's the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara's teretz is ho beretivte ho biyabesht, and the teretz is as follows. That means since when it's fresh, it has a shame machel, so the cooking and the hemlase creates that we say that the shame machel was never nifka. So therefore, it still carries the brocha of a boire pri adom. If we would say that a retifta also is not edible, so we would never make a boire pri adom, we would make a shahakal on it. But since the retifta is edible, you do make a boire pri adom, so a bezoi, so who adin, this hemlase, even though the hemlase was made now when it was dried out already, so the hemlase is just like reliving the matzav of retifta. It's equal to retifta now through this process of hemlase, and therefore you can still make a boire pri adom. That's how the Magen Avraham learns pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Beretive kegoin litvarya belaz. Litvarya is a type of a jam. Bavochinen olei boire pri adom. So if it was made into a jam, you make boire pri adom. Avol yevesh. The Tosfos vice Tosfos was, but if it wasn't made into a jam, if it's dry, lema v'chinen alei. That's by, Taisa says this, by palpalim. V'chein aloche bezang bile, shekoirin, zin beru belaz. It's also the same thing. If you make it in tamachu, you make a boire pri adome. And like this, you won't make any boche. V'chein aleph. So this, the Bach says, v'chein mismo shel groipli, which is what we call neglech, or cloves. So memele she'ein regilim lechel ela beretive. So if it is not hard, you'll make a bere pri adome.
Kagoyim belitvariya, or imavochalem abakoyimitvariya, imavochalem klabi yaveshta. Period. So Thesis said three things that if it's edible, you make a bayer pri adom. If it's dry, you don't make any bracha. Avol eight shel kinomayim. Cinnamon, shekayrin knile, mavolchen olav boire pri ha'adoma, even when it's dry, they shegil la'ochloi b'yoivish. Gam hugodol ala oretz, kamaykanim, so you make a boire pri ha'adoma. Va'al tzukre, and sugar, which is amoyre dike machloikes harishoinim, mavolchen boire pri ha'etz. You make a boire pri ha'etz. Now, ki yari im duvshi ze tzukre. So Taisus learns, and Taisus be'etzim holds as follows, that the sugar cane is a b'yisod, a tree. The pri that comes out of the tree is, that's the sap, that is the pri. The cane is an eitz with a very sweet sap. So the pri grows inside the tree. So it has to be outside this psaza. Hilchis peri, where the peri dav sich gefinden. Here the pri is inside the eitz. So Tosfos holds that you make a boire pri ha eitz on sugar. A lot of rishonim are like this. Tosfos, the Rosh. Other rishonim say no. A pri ha eitz, you need the pri growing out of the yates. Aber kapana pri adoma you should make. So other rishonim hold you make a beire pri adoma. And the Rambam shita is that you make a shahakel. And that's where the Bechaba paskens like the Rambam, not bedavke, because he holds like the Rambam, because al kapanam, if you make a shahakel, you yate all the days. And if I'm not mistaken, the Chassam Sofer never ate sugar because it was a shayla what to do. Why should he go into Psabsazablote? Unless he was assured of the broche. Val tzukre mevorchinen boire priya eitz, ki yari imduvshi, that's sugar. Ze tzukre. The egoi shekoyre mushkade, this is a type of a dried nut. Mevorchinen boire priya eitz, shegam noigim lechel oisoi biyoivish. This is eaten even when it's dry.